He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
It's SNU time again, ladies and gentlemen.
It sure is.
Time to get the goods on the goods. And this is your segment.
That's right.
Mind you, it is He Said, She Said.
That's right, exactly.
And
sure
I'll
is.
Be curious to know what she has to say today.
You do. Today?
Yeah, and how are you feeling? How's everything
going? I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel good, actually. We're getting ready to go on the road, but we'll talk about that later. I'm going to talk about that later, absolutely.
Okay, good. And I know you've always got some hot topics on your mind lots of details as they relate to cooking. So let's get that one right off the bat. What's cooking, dear?
Well, what's cooking is healthy and natural snacks. Because we go to people's houses and what they serve sometimes isn't always, I'm not complaining, but you know, there is ways that you can have snacks and treats while you're watching TV or having company come over to your home that are healthy and don't do damage to your body, that actually benefit the body. So snacks and treats don't have to be filled with refined sugar and have negative effects on your health. So I just thought you'd try some of these healthy snacks and treats that your family, while you're watching TV or you're watching a movie or your friends are coming over for an evening. So why don't you try something like the little sweet treats, like dried fruits such as dates and apricots, apples, raisins, and those really great chocolate cocoa chip bites with goji berries and organic raisins. Aren't they good?
Delicious.
Everybody that we have served those love it. And everybody
gobbles the goji berries and
the goji berries and those little chocolate bits, but also to the dried fruits, like the combination of the dried fruits, because it's
well,
so
who doesn't
sweet.
Like dried fruit? I mean,
well,
it's
some
just
people, you know,
nature's
some people don't even think
natural
about
natural sugar revealed.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't even think of buying them. I guess maybe they don't look as good as they like something fresh, but you know, they really are set. They really do satisfy a sweet tooth.
Yeah, and I think that the basic rule is that you've got to give nature a chance. And stay away from that refined, devitalized, dead, sterile stuff. That's really an important feature of wellness and health because these snacks and treats that people do themselves in on are really the cause of a lot of infection, like bacterial and viral-related infection.
They really do
lower your immune system.
And because they go to bed and they sleep on it, right? And then they wake up with a food hangover.
Distorts their insulin
and puffy,
chemistry.
They're laced with salt. Right, a lot of these chips.
Trans fats, salt, white flour. I mean, what a deadly trio.
And another thing that we always do is we always have fresh pineapple. Always. If you come to our house, you'll always end up getting a fresh pineapple.
And it's devoured. You put it on the table and it's instantly consumed.
Yep. And I like to cut up green and red apples with the skin on, so it looks nice, the green and the red. And then I mix it with a white cheese, which is really nice. If you can find a nice organic, I'm talking about the healthiest organic all the way when I talk about food, right? And then what else people really love is manna bread with heated up with some honey and maybe some slices
or
of cheese.
Or maple syrup.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
That's a biggie too. And people go, oh, I've never had manna bread before. You can find it usually in the freezer department of a health food store.
And remember, it's the only bread that is sodium free. And that is sprouted. It's not really a flour. It's really a clean source of carbohydrates. It's a great snack. Very high glycemic scale, you know, index rating. Very, very high, like massively high. So it's great for after exercise as a post-workout training fuel.
After with a
but
protein
for a nice
shake.
Little snack with some cheese or some fruits and dried fruits.
Just goes over.
Hey, let's face it. We all like to snack out.
Oh, yeah. And then what else that we usually have is a big bowl of nuts. Different types of nuts that you need to use a nutcracker.
Yeah, and I like the
peanuts,
the nutcracker concept, you know, especially around Christmas time when all those nuts come out.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you're supposed to eat nuts normally all the time.
Yeah.
You buy them in their shell and you crack them.
Yeah.
And that way they're not oxidized and rancid and old.
But the only thing about those is they get everywhere, especially when you're eating them. They get they end up in the bathroom, in the bed. I'm going like, why do you? They're all over the place.
Oh, you're always complaining about cleaning
up. And then
up.
We have popcorn. We air pop organic popcorn, and we use ghee and
we've got a whole
yeast.
SNU on popcorn.
Yeah,
I think.
So that's another thing that we use as well, right?
Yeah, air popped popcorn. Yeah, yeah. Use the ghee. Yeah. Use the brew. Mm-hmm. The not the brewer's yeast, but the Angivita yeast.
Angivita yeast. Yeah.
And the,
so
the sea salt
like
or the coarse rock salt. Mm-hmm. You know, like everything that you use in terms of food. If the quality is high. Yeah. What goes in comes out.
Yeah. And then for a savory snack, I make my homemade hummus with carrots. There's something about the carrots and the hummus that go well together, and everybody loves it.
Oh, that's delicious.
And a few little hard-boiled eggs, maybe, with some wasa bread, which is a really heavy European bread. And maybe some chicken wings or slices of sirloin meat, fish or chicken or sardines, if you really want to get into a...
Well, those wasa, that bread is not really bread. It's like a cracker.
It's a cracker, yeah.
It's a hard cracker.
Really hard, tough
but
cracker.
But it's like rye.
Yeah.
And it's also... I think
salt.
There's some, it's cultured. I think there's some culture in there.
Yeah.
So remember when you eat your grains, try and get the cultured grains. Try and get the sprouted grains because it converts the flour and the very difficult to digest carbohydrates into a smaller sugar, and there's less intolerance, there's less allergy problems when you ferment, when you consume these grains that have been sprouted or altered with the sourdough process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's really simple. All I do is I have a big wooden cutting board, and I just throw everything on the cutting board, and everybody kind of uses a knife and they cut up everything. Lots of napkins, little side plates. It's
hey,
really
I don't see
super
anybody
easy.
Get up and leave when you put the stuff out there.
Yeah, I know.
I see them like feeding on it.
I know,
shark.
It's like what the heck happened?
It's a shark
here?
Feeding frenzy.
Yeah, no kidding, man. But it's great and it's helpful.
And what about the dates? Did we talk about the dates? The beautiful dates?
I talked about dried fruits.
Yeah, I think that the
dates
deserve
nice.
A specific mention.
Yeah, medjool dates, you got to get them when they're really soggy. But around our house, what happens is whoever gets the bag of medjool dates first, then they get the soggiest ones, and then it boils down. Whoever gets them last gets the drier
those
ones.
Dried up ones, yeah. Somebody ripped me off, man. Where's my nice soft
you
got to
get
dates?
There first.
But those other Arab dates,
each
too.
Man to his own.
Those
Arab those
dates
are really
been
good.
Those have been really good, too, in the boxes. They come, they're like $2.95 a box.
And mixed dates mixed with walnuts. You know what I mean? If you just have a date and then you have a handful of walnuts, oh, my gosh,
oh,
the
you know,
combination
when we were
is so
in
good.
Greece at the Olympia, competing in the Olympia, and it was, what a wonderful trip that was, but we found some incredible figs that had this apricot-like seed inside them. It was I've never eaten, and neither had Mary Ann either, or Wade. We have never eaten a fig that had the seed inside it like these did, that actually was crunchy like an almond. It was absolutely delicious.
Wow, you ate the seed?
Yeah, we ate the seed. It was
a
delicious tasting seed inside the figs.
So there's all kinds of things that you can have. So don't ever worry when you're having company. These are things that you can have in your cupboard all the time, some of this stuff, right? So just bring it out instead of having to go and buy like taco chips and dips and all that garbage crap stuff. Even though it's from the health food store and it's, you know, it's still dead food. This is live food we're talking about here. So get on the bandwagon.
And live food means it's enzyme rich.
Exactly.
And enzyme rich food is going to be useful. There's a deposit made in your enzyme bank account instead of a withdrawal. And that whole enzyme chemistry thing is that over the time of your life, if you consume a lot of dead sterile food, you eventually bankrupt
become
the whole
dead
system.
And sterile, right?
Yeah,
so, hey,
literally.
If we're coming to your house, that's what we want you to serve us, okay? So,
yeah, the hollies are coming. So bring out the health food, people.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so that was a great What's Cooking? Let's move on now to our last month's special guest review.
Well, our last month's special guest was Trent Nellis, who's the publisher of Vista Magazine. And Vista Magazine has a fantastic website, by the way, and also a strong sports nutrition base in the magazine for the written articles. And Trent was mentioning that he and Shelley is his wife, and little Ainsley is their daughter. Trent and his family use the magazine articles and the board of directors for input for their own personal health and wellness. Which is great. Isn't that nice to have that access?
Well, yeah. I mean, a constant source of expertise.
Exactly. So thanks, Trent. And we're going to miss you guys because we're really good friends. And we always go over there and have some dinner and some red wine. And we really enjoy their company. And they're moving and shaking because they're going to the States.
Well, we're going to be connected through the magazine, as always, submitting our articles on a bi-monthly basis.
Right.
And then with the new American Vista coming out.
Which is launching in March 2008.
Help steer people towards us. And will be speaking at the Anaheim Trade Show and doing lectures with students all through the United States, connecting with Clayton College, speaking at their conference in April. Debbie Perry, we've got something planned in Utah. We've got Jeff Taylor in California. We've got so many people, I can't even remember their names, but spread throughout the United States, in Florida, in Texas, in Colorado, in New York State.
Yeah.
So what an adventure before us, dear.
I know. And
it's
we've been RV hunting, which is really cool.
And let's talk about our next month's special guest, the idea, the concept that we have there.
Well, next month's special guest is, we don't have one of Via's yet because we're on the road for 6 months to 2 years. Yes, I said 6 months to 2 years, folks.
I like the sound of that, dear. And we picked out our RV and it's just great.
Yeah,
looking forward to that.
Exactly. We had to be practical now because we are not, apparently, like the gas is quite expensive. So because we're not just going somewhere and staying in one destination for a week to
We didn't buy one of those 45 footers, the house on wheels.
I would love to
we did
have
get
one
a 24 footer.
Yeah.
It's
24.8, so it's close to 25 feet.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's an ideal model for what we need to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
With our laptops and our wireless technology and being able to connect with people all over the world. You won't know where we are, people. We could be anywhere.
Anywhere, I know.
But we live inside the internet, so
absolutely.
That's cool. It's so neat.
So what we're going to be doing, I won't be booking. Usually I book 3 to 6 months ahead the interviews. So what we're going to be doing is on the road, we're going to be interviewing all different types of people from the United States, and that's how we're going to do it.
Experts in health and fitness.
Exactly.
People that come up, people that we meet. People that we'll become aware of. It's going to be exciting.
I'd like to get some movie stars and some stunt people.
We'll have lots of videos. We'll do
things.
The trade shows, the conferences.
Yep.
It's going to be an exciting time and lots of information coming our way.
Yes.
A great learning experience. And we'll be able to share tremendous amounts of information and education that will inspire.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing for SNU for the next 6 months to 2 years. So keep hanging on to that membership because it's got lots of good stuff.
So, dear, what is your hot topic?
My hot topic is called giving it all away. Not giving it up, but giving it all away. I guess you know. So anyways, as you know, we're going on the road. And it's funny how we hang on to things for years and years and years and never use them. We don't even look at the stuff, yet we hang on to it.
Humans like to hoard things.
Really?
We're collectors of things. It makes us feel more secure, I think.
Is that why we cling on to the
stuff?
Yeah,
we hold on to stuff. Makes us feel more secure, even though there's no such thing really as total security because we're all going to die. But it makes us feel like maybe we won't. I don't know. I mean, people surround themselves with stuff. There is sentimental value. There's a comfort value. But also, what about all the stuff that people hang on to that just sort of clutters up their life?
I know. Tell me about it.
And needs to be protected and vaulted and insured.
Insured, yeah.
And takes your thought life and you worry about losing it. What's all that about?
I don't know. But I've noticed that when we move and go on the road that I've been hanging on to these clothes. I mean, you know, I've got a cupboard full of these clothes and they're classics.
A woman and her clothes.
But they're classic. I mean, what do I wear? I never wear them. I never wear the shoes. I got a trunk full of shoes with matching bags that I bought in Europe. And some of these shoes in the 80s were worth $500 for a pair of shoes. These are all designer shoes.
I can't relate, but I understand. I mean, I've seen it on TV.
And
women
it's
and their shoes.
Because I was totally into fashion. I used to live in Europe, and I was totally into this fashion thing. But mind you, I haven't worn them in 20 years, and I'm hanging on to this stuff. They're all designer shoes and clothes. Yet, you know, they still fit. Everything still fits me, which is really quite neat, actually, because I've maintained my body weight. But what's going on in my head? Why did I cling on to this stuff? Like, I don't understand it. It freaks me out, though, having to give it away. I feel all insecure, but I know the best thing ever to do is to give the stuff away.
Yeah, because you can just get more stuff, but new stuff. And I think it signifies a letting go and a moving on to a different time in your life. You know, I mean, you look back. I saw a movie recently, and you know how we're supposed to live in the moment, but this movie implied that we should live in the past and the present and the future all at the same time, which I kind of like.
Well, we do, don't we?
Well, okay, what is a memory? If you didn't have the memory it locked in your head about your own name, you wouldn't even know what your name was. So to some extent, it's impossible to live in the moment without referring to the past.
Exactly.
Because you can't even go back to your home if you didn't remember how to get there.
Well, the thing is, too, let's say you're going to go into a business dealing or you're going to encounter something new in your life that's like a new situation, a business deal. But through experience in your life, your past, you're going to say, okay, this time I'm going to write a contract out. This time I'm going to do X, Y, Z.
Because I've learned by experience.
Because you've learned. So that is your past.
Yes.
Because in the
future. That's a memory.
And your now, what is happening now will make your future. Your past will make your future. So I think that that's pretty common sense, isn't it? Living in the past, present, and future.
Well, I think people pine for the way it used to be. And their present life isn't fun or exciting.
Exactly.
And their future is not unraveling the way that they might want it to be because they're not putting energy into the now.
Well, they're hanging on to the past.
And that's you got to conceptualize what it could be. You got to work. Like when you do work right now, that's the now. You can't do work in the past because the past is gone. But you can retrieve memories and experience from the past to make your now application better and more efficient so that your future will be exactly what you want it to be.
Whatever. Anyway, the point is we do know people who are still living in the past and they can't let it go, don't we?
I know people like that that still think of themselves being in shape when they were 18 and think that their physical condition today, 20 years later, is
I used to be.
Their VO2 max has declined by like 40%, but they still think that they have good cardio.
But not even that. Even like they're living their life as though it was 30 or 40 years ago. And it's like, hey, get a grip. We're living now. It used to be like this. And it used to be like that. And they can't move forward. So this is inhibiting them. And also, I think mental disease. It's a dis-ease that they have when they can't move forward and push through because they're living in the past the way it used to be.
Well, I think that sometimes we also have very negative experiences and we have a hard time letting go of those, right?
So we have got to cut the strings
and let go and trust the process and have faith in ourselves, faith in our vision, and be willing to put everything on the line.
Well, that's a tough one.
And then when you strip yourself down, I remember I took the Pursuit of Excellence course, and one of the things we had to do was before we went into the retreat for 7 days, all rings, all watches, all jewelry, anything that was sentimental and really a part of an attachment. For me, it was easy because I don't like that stuff anyway, but I saw a lot of people like struggle, and some people would not do it. They would not take off their wedding ring or their watch or their earring or their jewelry.
That, I think, is really strange.
They have to have really attached to it.
They don't have to give it away. They just have to put it away.
They wouldn't even take it off.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, there is an attachment. It's called materialism.
Yes.
And what it does is it defines you and your relationship to life and yourself and to things. Now, it's not that things are bad, but if you are unwilling to take care of yourself and if you're not healthy, if you're sick because of the attachment, because of the workload, because of the depth of your own fear, then that is going to affect us all negatively.
So you die for a ring.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know what I mean? You like go to court. We know someone who actually went to Supreme Court over a bleeding engagement ring. Remember that?
And a massive amount of stress.
I mean, really?
Yes.
Give the bloody thing back
and
to the guy.
In actuality, the guy gave the ring as a promise. And this woman that we know refused to give it back because she was so attached to the diamond.
Oh, gosh.
It was to me, just an obvious greed. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending upon how you look at it, the guy lost the case.
Oh.
So I don't know how a judge could ever agree to that.
I don't know.
Because if I gave you a ring and I wanted it back, I think that's the right thing to do.
If you ever gave me a ring. Why don't we try it if you ever gave me a ring? You don't give me anything.
You ain't getting nothing like that, dear, except
a hemorrhoid.
Hardy har har. You know, what is that Hawaiian song? There's no riches, but you get me.
All I have to offer you is me. Your presence is my presence.
That's right.
You've brainwashed me about
that. That's a great line, man.
Yeah,
I really reeled you in, didn't
you?
I?
You certainly did. So there you have it. Gotta let go. I mean, some stuff I've stored, you know, some of the things from my travels around the world. But, you know, there are some things that, you know, they really are useless. I guess one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Hey, I say strip yourself down to the bone, stand in front of the mirror, stark naked. That's who you are. That's what you've got. Be happy in your own skin.
Yeah.
And then whatever it is that you've got, be willing to enjoy it. But also if you lose it, if someone steals it, if somebody takes it from you, it should not get to you inside. You should still be able to move on in life and be happy that you're alive and be happy and content with the fact that you are well and healthy and that you have the knowledge and ability to take care of yourself.
Well, there's few and far between people that feel that way.
Yeah, because really, we live in such
there's not a lot of people materialistic that think that way. Society. Also, you better believe it.
We're just continually seduced into thinking.
It's very rare to find people
that
like that.
Stuff is the sole antidote for everything that bothers us in life, and it's not. You know, a house full of possessions will not love you. You've got to
I've been there. I've owned a business. I've owned a beautiful big home. And I'll tell you, it was a pain in the darn ass when I wanted to get rid of it. You know, I just wanted to get up and go. And I go,
I love being free.
Yeah.
And I love our business, dear. I love CHI, how we're able to travel all over the world now and manage our business through the internet. It's just so incredible because we don't need to be anywhere. We can manage it on a beach on top of a volcano in Maui. It's awesome. As long as we've got access to the internet, we can communicate with our people all over the world and remain independent. So that, I think, is really freaking cool.
Sounds good to me. So give it away.
Awesome. 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 Give it away. Be free and live life. Okay, dear. So what is your final word?
My final word is by Oscar Wilde. People are very fond of giving away what they need most themselves. It is what I call the depth of generosity.